Let us then turn in our catechisms to read together our confession of faith. We turn in Lord's Day 43, continuing looking at the Ten Commandments, showing us how we are to live in thanksgiving to God for such a great salvation. We look at question answer 112. So let us read together our confession of faith. What does the ninth commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, twist no one's words, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no one unheard or rashly, but that on pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice, and in all other affairs, I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth, also in so far as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. And so, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, we look at the commandment to bear false witness, not to bear false witness, and we have to understand that we live in a culture that loves the lie, that loves falsehood, and that we as Christians are, as the Catechism says later on in the question and answer, that we love, speak honestly, and confess the truth. That we are ones who don't love the lie. We hate the lie. We see it as the Catechism, quoting really from Jesus there, says, as the very works of the devil. No, politicians lie. No, they don't have to. We don't have to. We are called to be people who radically love the truth. We have to be careful. It's so easy. Well, this little white lie will get me past. Then I don't have to deal. That's a hard subject. I struggle as someone who's been an EMT and worked with people in those sorts of situations where people tell their loved ones in the hospital, in the nursing home, to lie to the person who's in the situation. And brothers and sisters, we are called to love the truth, to be people of the truth, that we do not twist people's words, that we do not backbite and slander, that we join in condemning no one unheard or rashly, to hear their side of the issue. It's so easy to twist someone's words so that I sound better. Guess what? I don't always get it right. To be a backbiter or slanderer, to talk about people behind their back. It's so easy. My wife has a very good policy. She says, I don't want to talk about someone if they're not there. If you've got a problem with me, talk to me. Don't go to other people. We live in a culture where slander is as common as grass, probably more common. Sometimes the grass doesn't grow. Slander seems to always grow. That we join in condemning no one unheard or rashly. That's so easy. I've heard one side of the issue. Oh, I know how this works. I haven't heard anybody's side of the issue, but I know what's in your hearts. How easy is that for us as human beings? And yet, how wrong. That on the pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil. Notice what If we look at Romans chapter 1 there, 28 and following, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife. They are whisperers, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Notice, right there in the middle of these things that we would say, oh, these are horrific. Backbiters, whisperers, inventors of evil things. That we see these things as they are, as the very works of the devil. And then in matters of judgment and justice, so when we're talking about in court systems, but notice it goes on to say, and in all other affairs, always. And I see these next as a progression, these next few words there. I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth. So I love it. And even when I'm not as certain about loving it, I speak it honestly. And when it's going to hurt me, I confess it. Far better to confess the truth when it is going to hurt us than to be a liar. To place our foundation on the lie of Satan rather than on the foundation of the truth of God. That we, in all situations, love the truth. Does that mean we have to tell everybody everything? No. In fact, there are times when it is wrong to tell everybody. That can be a talebearer. It is the honor of the man to conceal a matter, is what Proverbs says. Sometimes, it's better not to spend your time dwelling on the failures, but rather to honor people. And that's what we see in that last little phrase there. Insofar as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. Instead of spending our time tearing one another down, I got great gossip. Far rather, as I think my grandmother, who many of you knew, said, never miss a good opportunity to shut up. Far better to just be quiet. And beyond that, to defend and promote my neighbor's good name. Instead of looking for the bad always, as we so easily do, to say, you know, I can see where that person was trying to do good. Now, they may have gone about it in a not very great manner. But brothers and sisters, we have to understand that there are those who are seeking to do good, but they are very much mistaken in how to do it. And we need to be able to see that instead of just jumping straight to judgment and straight to condemnation. Jesus said, John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. God sees the heart. We so easily look on the outside. It's amazing how easily we're controlled by what we see just on the outside of a person. And yet God says, look at the heart. That's a lot harder, isn't it? You have to know the person. You can't just look on that surface level and say, oh, I don't like this person. Put a hand over here a lot. I'm right-handed. Don't think of me. But we have to understand that we are called to be lovers of the truth. God speaks truth to us even when it's hard. And we need to deal with the reality instead of hiding from it. And to love the reality instead of living in fantasy land, in la-la land. And sadly, again, we see so much of that in our culture around us. But brothers and sisters, it's easy for us to be drawn into that too. I don't want to deal with the problems I have. Well, no, we need to deal with the issues, the problems. And as we struggle through hard things, life's not easy. Far better to spend the times in the hard things and pointing to the awesome God who saves this miserable sinner than to spend our time again lying, saying, it's all just fine. No big deal. I don't have any problems. I'm perfect, right? Well, you've gotten to know me enough already to know that I'm not. So, brothers and sisters, understand that truth is what we are about as Christians. We are those who do not want to mingle and mix it up with falsehood and the lie of Satan. But rather that even when it's hard, we confess the truth. That we love it, that we speak honestly, and that insofar as we can, when we can, we defend and promote our neighbor's good name instead of tearing them down. Amen.